Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A big memorial service for Charlie Kirk. We have the story.
Suspect held in South Wichita shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. One person is dead and another injured after being hit by a vehicle Saturday night. That story is coming up.
A grand send-off in Arizona for Charlie Kirk.
It was a mix of sadness and strength here at a packed football stadium in Glendale, where Charlie Kirk was remembered as a hero of patriotism and faith, whose mission supporters say will carry on beyond all of our years.
I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk, and neither now will history.
President Trump, following Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, who in a powerful moment said that she forgives her husband's killer. She now carries the torch, saying that Turning Point USA's college campus tour will continue as planned later this month. In Glendale, Arizona, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man died and a woman is injured after being hit by a vehicle Saturday night in South Wichita.
It happened around 11:07 p.m. in the 1900 block of South Southwest Boulevard. When Wichita police officers arrived, they found two injured pedestrians, a 26-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man. Both were transported to a local hospital where the man, identified as Joseph Cox of Wichita, died from his injuries. Police say they have identified the driver involved, and once the investigation is complete, they will present the case to the Sedgwick County DA's office for potential charging considerations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating a shooting that occurred Sunday morning in the 1300 block of South Topeka. A 62-year-old Wichita man arrived at fire station number 2 with a gunshot wound to his leg. He was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police quickly located the suspect nearby, a 43-year-old man, as he attempted to flee on a bicycle. He was taken into custody and booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. Now, police say the suspect and victim were involved in an argument over property when the shooting occurred.
Multiple people were shot early yesterday in Indianapolis. Fox's Charles Benberry reports.
In total, we have about 7 people that have been shot or that were involved in this shooting so far. So what officers have told us, when they arrived here on scene, they saw 5 victims who all sustained injuries that were consistent with gunshot wounds. They did try to render aid to at least a couple people. 3 were transported to the hospital, but unfortunately, they did pronounce that 2 victims did die. They did receive a report that a person walked into a local hospital with gunshot wounds, and then another victim actually walked into a fire station. Both had injuries consistent with gunshot wounds.
And at least one person of interest was detained.
Senators continue to look for common ground to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said after each side of the aisle rejected the other's government funding proposal, it's time for a serious discussion to keep the federal government open.
The leadership has reached out to President Trump and said, let's sit down this week and figure this out. President Trump last night said he was open to doing that.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall said his party's interest is not in raising the deficit.
We want to keep the government open and work towards a balanced, responsible budget.
Both were on Fox News Sunday. The current resolution funding government expires September 30th. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs in action last night, trying to get that first win of the season, and we'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A top Senate Republican joins a push to raise the retirement age for pilots. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. One person was in critical condition after an accidental shooting in East Wichita Saturday evening at an apartment complex in the 2900 block of North Woodlawn. Police say the shooting was accidental and self-inflicted.
The Pentagon is rolling out new rules for reporters to abide by, or they'll have to leave.
Credentialed journalists who want to cover the Pentagon are going to have to sign a pledge promising to refrain from reporting information that's not been authorized for release. That includes unclassified information. Another rule highlighted by War Secretary Pete Hegseth on X, reporters no longer have permission to roam the halls. He said reporters have to wear a media badge and follow the rules or go home. The Society of Professional Journalists objected, calling the rules alarming. In a statement, they said the new rules are a dangerous step toward government censorship. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A top Senate Republican joins a push to raise the retirement age for pilots.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz urging President Trump to support international efforts to raise the mandatory retirement age for pilots from 65 to 67. Reuters reporting on a letter from Cruz, who chairs the Senate Commerce Committee, ahead of this week's opening of a UN aviation meeting in Montreal. Cruz also reportedly floating the possibility of abolishing a pilot retirement age. Congress rejected a push to raise the age in 2023. International rules prevent pilots over age 65 from flying in most countries outside the U.S. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Got some pretty dense fog here in the Wichita area this morning. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport, 0.13 miles, so less than a quarter mile of visibility out there. And taking a look at things on the traffic cameras out there, I'm seeing that every few 3 or 4 seconds on the cameras, I'm seeing a vehicle without its headlights on. And in fog this thick, you got to make sure that you keep your headlights on out there just so that other drivers can see you. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of fog this morning will give way to a mix of sun and clouds. Another warm day with a high of 83. Southeast winds 5 to 15. Showers and storms arrive after 10 o'clock. Severe storms are possible, but the main concern will be heavy rain into Tuesday morning. Overnight low 65. Off and on showers on both Tuesday and Wednesday with much cooler temperatures. Expect highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now fog, 65 degrees. Southeast wind at 5 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and 10 in the morning, 8:11 on this Monday, September 22nd, first day of autumn. Partly cloudy day across south central Kansas. Sunday, high temperature yesterday, 80 degrees, normal high 82. It was on this date in 1995, the mercury in Wichita fell to 32 degrees, the earliest freeze on record for the city. 8:11 now, Stephen. 10. I'm just sticking out my hands. Hi, Tom Fry's with us. I've never met him, but he's sitting right next to me. So I said, it'd be nice to say hello. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good. We actually have met before.
Have we really?
Yes. But you're several decades older than I am. So yeah. I don't remember. I was just a kid.
I'm quite ancient. Oh, I remember. I spoke to your kindergarten class.
That's exactly right. Wow.
Hey, go ahead, Ted.
No,
he's a tell us a little about Mr. Fry. I know he's an actor.
Tom coming in, of course.
Yeah.
And he has written an autobiography. It's called Stages, The Life and Times of a Kansas Actor.
Who's it about?
Just a second. Let me look. I've got here in front of me. There's a name in here somewhere.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Yeah.
How do you do that? Is there a lot of sex and stuff in this? Or does it,
should we? You're talking about my life. Can we back up here just a little bit?
Well, tell us about the process. Yeah. How do you decide? Yeah. I need to write an autobiography. How did this process all come about?
Well, I have been thinking about it for probably 10 years, and I tell people I had the attention span of a gnat, so I get a project and then I get into it about a day or so and go, I'm tired of this, and I never finish. And I thought that's exactly what I'll do. And then March the 16th of last year, I decided that I would start writing, and I wrote every single day for almost 16 months.
Oh, man.
And never missed a day. It was like an addiction. I would get up, and I was like, I have to write. So I have a lot of crap in my life that I need to expose. So
I was going to ask, how do you decide what gets left out?
I have a lot of events that have happened in my life, good and bad. And I left out most of the bad. And I would just write an incident that happened, and then I would go on to something else. And then after a while, I thought, I need to put these in chronological order and how they happened. And so that's how they came about.
Good, good. It's the autobiography written by Tom Fry called Stages, The Life and Times of a Kansas Actor. Tom, how far do you go back in theater in this town? Not to put you on the spot.
No. This December will be 6 decades.
Okay. Well, no wonder you had plenty of material for the autobiography.
Yeah.
When's the first time you were on stage? How old were you?
I was 6 months old.
So, well.
60 years ago. Yeah,
you memorized those lines then.
Well, no, I played the baby Jesus. It was easy.
Really?
Yeah. I just cried and accepted gifts.
I played one of the donkeys.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought I heard you bray before. So.
Were you surprised in the process of going through your life and coming up with this about how – does it give you a nice sense of perspective to put things together and look back and reflect?
I don't know. I've been very fortunate. I have had a blessed life. I really have. And so anyway, there have been some snags in my life, you know, between the time I was, I think, 15 until today. Was the bad times. And then up to 15, it was pretty good. So, no.
That's nice that you can say that.
It is. Most people can't. But no, I've been truly, truly blessed to work with some and lucky, because as a performer, you know, every time you do the next show, you're working with all new people or a lot of friends. And I've got some fabulous friends over the years that I've worked with all over the United States. And I've performed in almost every state in the union, and I'm very lucky.
Is there any role that stands out as your favorite after all those
people
years?
Ask me that a lot, and there are several, but probably True, because a brilliant script, and with Truman Capote, and there's nobody in the show but me.
Yeah.
And I never fluffed a line to myself. I always knew exactly what I was doing, and many times when I wasn't doing, I knew everything that was going on around me and was scared most of the time.
Is there a role you always wanted to play, but it eluded you over the years?
You know, I'm sure there are some. You know, obviously as an actor, you get to a point where I'm getting ready to do West Side Story. And years ago at Music Theater, I played Glad Hand, who is the nerd at the dance, but now I'm going to play Doc, who is the owner of the drugstore that they all work at. So, you know, you age out of roles and age into roles. And, I'm sure there's some roles out there but I've been very lucky. I've been very, very lucky. There are many roles that I, you know, could have done but didn't do.
Tom Fry's autobiography is called Stages, The Life and Times of a Kansas Actor. The book is in print. You have one right here.
How can we get this? How can folks find it?
How much money do you have?
I've got $8.
Well, that's not going to buy this book. No, actually, we have book signings at a fabulous coffee place called Coffee Days on East Douglas, across from the Hillcrest Apartments and next to the Uptown Landing. And Tiffany Tran is the owner there, and she is hosting two book signings, October the 7th and October the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. And then Watermark Books is hosting a signing on November the 7th from 7 to 9. No, 6 to 8. Oh, my.
There you go.
There's too many times in here. Yeah, 6 to 8. Yeah.
So mark those down on your calendars and get the book signed by the actor himself, Tom Fry, who wrote Stages, The Life and Times of a Kansas Actor. You made it here through the fog this morning, Tom Fry. We appreciate it.
And the school zones.
And the school zones. And yep. Eastboro.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It was
a lot of traveling challenges this morning.
That's another chapter in the book, just getting here.
That's the big epilogue. All right. Hey, Tom, I was going to ask you one more about the phenomenon that is the Golden Girls and getting to play the role of Sophia in front of sold-out crowds year after year.
Yeah, we're getting ready for year 9 in October. I'm sorry. I've not slept last night. January.
Yeah, at Roxy's.
26th, January through March. And we have literally sold out every performance and have added usually 5 or 6 shows every year. And the crowds are...
It's amazing.
They have no taste. They'll come see anything.
There you go.
They just... But the fabulous Scott Noah and Monty Wheeler and Kyle Vespested and Christine Tashif and this year J.R. Hurst and my son Jeffrey Fry is in the cast.
Pretty funny stuff.
Excited. Yeah. Yeah. Great material and a great place to work.
Well, Tom, we're looking forward to reading the book and hitting those book signings. And good luck to you with everything. You're a busy man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Once again, those... book signings, Coffee Days Coffee Shop on East Douglas across from the Hillcrest Apartment, October 7th and October 14th, and then at Watermark Books on November 7th for evening book signings.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom Fry.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Stephen Ted Lemoyne here on KNSS, 819 now on this Monday morning, and it's sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
And we take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs last night in action in prime time, trying to get their first win of the season. The Chiefs visiting the New York Giants, a team they had never, ever defeated on the road. And after that first half last night, it kind of looked like it was going to be more trouble again. The Chiefs could not find the end zone in the first half. Would they be able to in the second half? Mitch Holtis had the call of the game, and it was right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Chiefs go empty again, 3-by-2. Third down and 3 at the Giant 5. 9-6 Kansas City. Mahomes barks out an audible. He brings Kareem Hunt in motion to him. Now he pump fakes right, throws for the end zone, and the pass is caught! Tyquan Thornton, touchdown! Kansas City, Tyquan Thornton with the TD! On a 5-yard throw by Mahomes, and he threads the needle for the first Chiefs touchdown of the game.
All right, that was good. And then found the end zone again, and the Chiefs had a double-digit lead, and the defense was able to close out the Giants. Woo!
The Chiefs will be 1-2 with the Raiders and the Broncos, and a 2-game lead, as you mentioned, for the Chargers. One more snap, the two teams coming out to midfield to shake hands. Many will also kneel in prayer, but the Chiefs have won this game. Final score, Kansas City 22, the New York Giants 9, and for the first time ever, the Chiefs have beaten the Giants on the road. The last team, the Chiefs have to check that box, which they did tonight in beating the New York Giants. They've now beaten every team in the NFL on the road at least once.
Yeah, and the first win for the Chiefs in 8 months. Whew. All right, here in the win column. Boy, it's a tough division, though. The top team in the NFL is the Chargers. They're 3-0. And everybody else in the division, including the Chiefs, is 2 games back at 1-2. A lot of football left. A lot of football. And then one of those games is Monday Night Football tonight. The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions at 6 o'clock tonight over on KFH. And interesting of note for Chiefs fans, because the next opponent is the Baltimore Ravens, coming up on Sunday afternoon. So we'll see what the Ravens do tonight, and then a short week to get ready for the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals losing 8-5 to the top team in the league, the Toronto Blue Jays. Final home games season yesterday for the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Royals were going for a three-game sweep. Couldn't quite get it done. Toronto with the win, snapping a four-game losing streak. The Royals are flat even again, 78-78 on the season now with six games to go. An off day today for the Royals as they get ready for a road swing on the West Coast to finish out the season. 33,000 for the home finale yesterday for the Royals. And heard that game over on 97.5 and 1240 AFH. Happy birthday today to Ken Aspromonte, the first ever manager of the AAA Wichita Arrows in 1970 and 1971. And then later on, he managed the Cleveland Indians for 3 years in the big leagues. Ken Aspromonte is 94 years old today, the former manager of the Wichita Arrows. That's sports with Steve and Ted, and sports is brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at Kimmel's ratings. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Monday morning. Protesters lined the street Sunday outside Wichita's local ABC affiliate, KTV, voicing their concerns about the network's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel's late-night talk show off the air. It's important to note, although ABC removed the show, the Wichita affiliate is owned by a different company, which was not part of the decision. Kimmel was suspended by ABC and its parent company, Disney, after pressure from the FCC following his comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. Fallout continues after ABC indefinitely suspended Jimmy Kimmel following comments he made about the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul appeared on NBC's Meet the Press.
You can be fired for not being popular also. I mean, this is television, for goodness sakes. You have to sell sponsorships. You have to sell commercials. And if you're losing money, you can be fired. But the government's got no business in it, and the FCC was wrong to weigh in.
President Trump denied accusations of pressuring the move. A man from El Dorado suffered serious injuries in a crash on the Kansas Turnpike.
The crash occurred at 12:10 p.m. Saturday in Sumner County on the southbound exit ramp at mile marker 19. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver, 69-year-old Michael House, was driving too fast to negotiate the curve, and his motorcycle crashed into the grass. Mr. House was transported to a Wichita hospital for his injuries. Troopers report he was wearing a helmet. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
New Hampshire authorities provide an update on the deadly shooting at a country club Saturday.
New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella discussed the man in custody for the shooting at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua. His name is Hunter Nato.
A Nashua resident. He's a former employee of the club.
He was heard yelling Free Palestine during the incident. Nato will likely face a count of second-degree murder with more charges to follow. Formella also said Robert DeCesar was the club patron killed in the attack.
Mr. DeCesar was just having dinner with his family at the country club, and his life was tragically taken.
Two other people were shot. Four more were injured. Formella said Nato will likely be arraigned this week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Car experts are reminding motorists to keep children in the backseat safe while providing some tips on how to accomplish that.
It's Fox Wheels.
It's Child Passenger Safety Week, and a reminder that motor vehicle crashes remain a leading cause of death for children in the U.S. Over 220 kids younger than 13 killed in 2023 in car versus pedestrian and bicyclist situations. 559 children died as occupants in car crashes. Many of them could still be here.
Almost half of those 559 kids who died inside the vehicle were unrestrained.
Jessica Jermakian at the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says we know how to keep kids safe, that it's a matter of doing it.
Make sure their kids are buckled up on every trip, no matter how short, to keep your kids safe.
IAHS urging seatbelts and proper restraints for children based on size, age, and height. Also saying that while numbers are alarming, that child deaths in car crashes have been cut in half over the last couple decades because of advances in safety. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manosso, Fox News.
Stephen's Head in the Morning, KNSS, 8:49 on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas City Chiefs notched their first victory of the season, 22-9 over the New York Giants.
Two.
Vehicle hits pedestrians in South Wichita, killing a man and injuring a woman.
One.
Thousands attend memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The traffic cameras right now are showing the visibility is getting slightly better. Some of that fog burning off. Visibility still a definite problem, though, out there. And in some places, that visibility is still down to around a quarter of a mile. And so you really need to be careful out there. The dense fog advisory here in the Wichita area is still in effect. So just be careful out there on the roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Morning fog, then mostly sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 67. Tuesday, 80% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 76 degrees. Now fog, a southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We had a positive up close on Wall Street on Friday. And this morning, trading is underway. The Dow is down 206 points. S&P down almost 9 points. And the NASDAQ, on the other hand, is trading up a fraction of a point. A change for Mid-Kansas Pediatric Associates. Now the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Mid-Kansas Pediatric Associates is one of the area's largest pediatric groups, and it told its patient families late last week that it's becoming an affiliate of Kansas City-based Children's Mercy. That affiliation will start October 1st at the group's East, West, and Derby clinics. Mid-Kansas Pediatrics started in Wichita in 1983 and will be Children's Mercy's first affiliate in Wichita. The group had 52,000 outpatient visits last year with 9 physicians and 62 employees. The group says patients may receive letters from their insurance carriers saying their provider is out of network, but it's part of a temporary recredentialing process and can be disregarded. You'll remember Children's Mercy has started construction on its first standalone clinic in Wichita at 29th Street North and Greenwich Road. Meritrust Credit Union has started construction on its 12th Wichita location. The city's largest credit union in terms of assets is building a 3,200-square-foot branch near 21st and Aminin at 2275 North Aminin in the Sweetbriar Shopping Center. Construction began last week and is expected to be completed by next spring. The estimated value of the project is $1.7 million. And a study by the online credit platform NetCredit says there are 4 states where newly retired residents will need at least $1 million to retire comfortably. None of those states are the great state of Kansas, however. Those 4 are Hawaii, Massachusetts, California, and New York, and all take $1 million to retire comfortably. Kansas, in case you're wondering, ranks 19th best in what it takes to retire comfortably at about $772,500. We rank just ahead of Wyoming and just behind New Mexico. No state is below 700,000. West Virginia is the lowest, and you need almost 713K to retire comfortably there. The study takes into account average retirement age, average life expectancy, and the lowest local cost of living as derived by the MIT Cost of Living Index, plus an extra 20% to ensure a more comfortable lifestyle. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So Kansas is number 19 on the list, huh?
Yes, we're not too bad. Great, but not bad.
Not really. That's not too bad. Got a birthday today. No. Debbie Boone is 69 today. She's Pat Boone's daughter, you know, and she, She had her biggest hit was You Light Up My Life. And I don't know if this will impress you, Kirk, but Debbie Boone has actually been a guest on the Steve and Ted show in the past. Hello?
Wow. Tell me more.
Oh, that's all we got for you today there. 36 years ago on this date, 1989, Baywatch premiered on NBC. Ran for 11 seasons. And I didn't watch Baywatch.
Even though you're a big David Hasselhoff fan, I'm surprised you didn't watch.
The Hass, he's my guy. But, you know, as I understand, the plot is these young people in California are highly trained professional lifeguards. And the show is about them risking their own life and limb to rescue other people who are stranded in the surf out there. Is that about it?
You perfectly summed it up.
Yeah. And I understand there is a lot of slow motion running going on. I don't know what that was all about, but if Hasselhoff's in it, I'm there, okay? You there, Kirk?
I'm just imagining the slow run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stay with us, Kirk. First day of autumn. You going to start dressing with those autumn colors? You know, your mauve, your orange.
I don't know about that, but the pumpkin spice is in the air, Steve.
Pumpkin spice. Oh, that's killer. All right. Thank you, Kirk. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning here with Steve and Ted on the first full day of autumn.
Yeah, only you would bring up mauve clothing.
Yeah. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program this morning. More on the aftermath of the Kirk killing. Top of the hour news this morning with Steve and Ted. A big memorial service for Charlie Kirk out in Arizona. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.